So hello, everybody, and welcome to our open coaching call, our first one of the year, our first one of the decade. I'm excited to have you here, and I'm excited. I'd love to hear everybody share a little bit about what your goals are for this year and decade, because I think it's really great for us to set those, not in resolutions, those things don't work, but some intentions and some goals of where you want to be at the end of next year, so the beginning of next January. And we're here to answer whatever questions you have, coaching in whatever way you need, celebrations. I love to hear the celebration. Whoops. And then but also, if you've got any labs or anything that you want to review on clients, that too. And I do want to say that I want to just plug, because she won't do it. She's too, not timid. Humble. Thank you. That's the word. Of course, she knew I was going to start with her. So, our dear Humble, thank you, is going to be doing a Facebook Live with me on Friday on diabetes and her program that she's going to be announcing next week or the week after, 2 weeks later.
Two weeks later
is for helping parents of type 1 diabetics to keep their kids alive, have them keep their brains and their eyes and their feet and, you know, all those all sort of things that we want our kids to keep. We're going to do a Facebook Live to kind of open that up. You know, what does it happen? I think we're going to kind of start with what happens when people have... Nobody's echoing. Nobody's echoing? Hang on, somebody's... Oh, Dan. There we go. Not just what impact it has to have a chronically ill child in your family, and what does that with type 1 diabetes. And I don't know if you're targeting that at all for the program or for just awareness, but I want to target at least for the Facebook Live, not necessarily for the program, but is that people need to be aware that there are signs and there are ways that you can be monitoring your kids long before they get this diagnosis, because they may just appear like someone we know to have had a cold or a flu or mono or something like that. And it turns out they end up in DKA and have diabetes, right? And so I really want to raise that awareness. So when we send out the email, I'm going to really speak to that, like that chronic thing that can be happening. You don't even know, you know? And I want people to be aware, you know, the importance of blood sugar testing, whether it's through the doctor or through the home testing. So I just want to congratulate Annette on all the hard work she's been doing to put this all together.
And with your help and pushing.
I tend to push. But she has been just doing an amazing job of putting this together and her deepening of her passion for it. And she is a kick-ass email writer. She like wrote emails that had me crying. And I said, can I hire you to write my emails? She hit the heart, which is what we need to do for people. And she hit the heart. She had these beautiful subject lines and these beautiful emails that then say, hey, come to this webinar and find out more. So she's going to be doing her webinar on the
22nd and then the 25th.
22nd and the 25th.
So the 22nd is with you.
That's right. So I'm going to be doing it with her on the 22nd from beautiful Hawaii. And she'll be doing it by herself on the couple of days later to just hit the people who can't make it. So I invite you to support her. If you're not already on her mailing list, if you put your link to your...
I can. Yeah. I'll go find it and put it there.
Okay. You can opt in already. So put the link to your seminar. And then on Friday at 5, is it that we're doing it?
4.
Four on Friday afternoon, 4 Central Time. We're going to be doing a Facebook Live and she's going to be offering the link to that webinar coming up. So I'm super excited because I know she's been just like, you know, and not only putting a lot into it, but, and it's the education and the learning and the deepening. And I just have seen over time the deepening of the passion and the clarity of being able to mention the message and talk about the message. So I just wanted to, for our humble Annette, thank you for coming up with that word. I encourage us all to support her and come to the webinar and come to the Facebook Live and you know, rah, 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 hurrah.
Yeah, and if you thank you.
Have family members or friends or clients with type 1 diabetes or kids or have kids that have type 1 diabetes, absolutely get them to come because they are not getting this information anymore. No. They are not getting this information anywhere. And as a result, these poor kids, some of them are diagnosed when they're little, like 3, 5, 6, 7 years old. Some of them later, like her daughter, and they're not getting this. And they're like damaging their body year after year after year, decade after decade after decade. And they don't have a good prognosis for good quality of life. And what she can teach them is so profound because I mean, her daughter, who was almost dead in a coma from diabetic ketoacidosis, who had a hemoglobin A1C of 14 and a blood sugar in the 600s, has now got hemoglobin A1C down to 5. That's unheard of in a type 1 diabetic, right? I'm practicing in it for what I'm going to do.
Thank you.
You on Friday. Thank you. But that's unheard of in a type 1 diabetic. I asked Allison because she's a medical doctor. She sees type 1 diabetics in the last 20 years of medical practice. I said, how often have you ever seen a type 1 diabetic with a hemoglobin A1C of 5? She goes, not even in the 5s. Like not even in the 6s usually, right? So they're considered stable when they're in the 7s. Her daughter's down in 5. Do you know what that's going to do to extend her quality and quantity of life? And that's the kind of stuff that Annette can teach these folks.
Yeah. And I added your slide, eat, cover, and pray.
Eat, cover, and pray.
Yes, I created one.
That I like that because, you know, I was thinking that, yeah, eat, pray, eat, love, pray, or whatever that thing, eat, pray, love.
Yeah, that movie, yeah. Eat, love, pray.
When I saw that, I'm like, oh yeah, eat and cover and then pray. Like pray your kid makes it through the night because that's what they teach them, this whole concept of eat whatever you want and then take enough insulin to cover it. But then if you take too much, the kid goes into a coma at night and, you know, then you pray that they don't. That you didn't give them too much. So she's going to teach them all that.
They do give us this lovely little guide and it's all fast food.
It's all fast food places.
That's through the diabetic training.
Yeah, we got this from the endocrinologist.
Oh, lovely. Right. So here we are. We're going to change the state of type 1 diabetic care and to help the parents to be taking care of themselves better so they can take care of their kids. And it goes both ways, right? If the parent is taking care of themselves, they're going to make better decisions for their child. They're not going to make math calculations that are wrong and give them too much insulin or not enough insulin. But the other thing is, if they are taking care of their child, they get to take care of themselves better because they're not as stressed out. They're not up all night. They're not laying awake waiting for the beep beeps of the alarms and all that kind of stuff. So it's really an important message and I'm so glad you're doing it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wouldn't be here without you. Thank you.
There we go. All right. So we're here for questions, comments, successes, goals, whatever you want to share. This is our open coaching call.
So I have a question.
So Lynn and then Michelle.
Okay. And mine I don't think it will be long. I just got off the phone with my daughter, my oldest daughter. She's very athletic. She owns her own house cleaning business and that whole thing. And she just got back from the chiropractor. She twisted her tibia. And I know.
Twisted her tibia? Like the bone is rotated?
Yeah.
She tore a bunch of tendons and ligaments as well.
Yep. Because she was like, I know, I was... When she was, I was on the phone with her and I'm like, so she couldn't even bend her leg or it was just painful. And of course, with her line of work, kind of a necessary body part. So she went and she's feeling much better. And so I'd started giving her some ideas for, you know, ways to support it now besides icing and that type of thing. So I suggested arnica, anti-inflammatories. She's the one I gave this really neat protein powder to that has lots of, she did a video on it drinking it because it has spirulina. So she's there.
Green.
And she's like, yeah, she's like, okay, first time drinking this. And she seems actually pretty good. But anyway, so, but really upping her leafy greens, some of those, because I'm like, okay, this isn't necessarily that her bones are weak, but I want to make sure, because she's been under a lot of stress. Of course, she just had her menstrual cycle.
What was
she doing? Well, she does. She runs every day. So I'm assuming she may have not even realized slipped, because, you know, she lives in Minnesota. Yeah,
in a curb, and you're going up and down a curb.
Yeah, and then she works out every morning. You know, she goes to the gym, and she does these, they're called burn workouts. And so I'm assuming
it's... So it could have been anything in there, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So there's the internal stuff. There's the internal and the external, right? So you mentioned the ice and all that. I think castor oil is amazing. Oh, castor oil. One of the things, and I've done that with my son for his ankles, because he's always spraining his ankles, is that you do the hot and cold. So hot, you put the limb, the area under the hot. He'd sit at the bathtub and just put the leg under there, and cold as long as you can, up to a minute, and then hot as you can, up to another minute, and then you rotate those back and forth, and then we'd take the castor oil and we'd rub it in there really well, and you know, castor oil can be very anti-inflammatory. You can put something in the castor oil if you wanted to, like a tramiel or an arnica kind of, you know, oil or whatever, but then if she has access to ultrasound. Really amazing, because there's clearly, if the tibia got twisted in place, there's going to be some ligamentous damage and some tendinous damage.
Yeah.
So the ultrasound, I just got, it was on sale. I bought it. Not that I needed, I have my $1,000 unit, but I bought $100. It was on sale for $100. One of the units like Valerie you have. Because I figured, and I told my son about it, he forgot to take it. I said, well, honey, I don't know if you want this, but he goes, what? Yeah, just teach me how to use it. I want it, of course. You know, then I have to drive cross town to have you work on me. So it was like $104 on that LG Med supply, right? Mm-hmm. So I would say that's well worth it, because that's like one trip to the chiropractor, right? Or two trips to the chiropractor, depending on whether you're in Iowa or New York. But you know, and that's something that as an athlete and as a triathlete, it's something for her to have whenever she has any kind of stuff like that. So that's what I would recommend. And then internally, you said anti-inflammatories, assuming you mean ginger and turmeric.
But I was also thinking too, the silicon foods, you know, the,
well, the collagen repair stuff, right? So any of the herbs and amino acids that support collagen repair, she's going to have some of that. And adjusting,
well, get it. I mentioned lysine to her. Lysine. I had mentioned lysine to her.
Lysine, proline, and hydroxyproline. Those are three. Yeah. They work together with vitamin C and some of the other cofactors.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that the one you always talk about, that anamine.
Yeah.
Yeah, she already has the protein powder, so she doesn't need the collagen protein ones, but you can add that that to it, and then just add it to the spirulina green shake that she's doing.
What does the ultrasound do? What do you do with the ultrasound?
Ultrasound, you get the unit and you go over the area that's injured, and what it does is it gets very deep into the tissue, can penetrate pretty deeply in there, and so it goes and it breaks down the fascia, it prevents scar tissue from forming, because when we have an injury, scar tissue forms in a, like, you know, all kinds of ways that are not very conducive to good muscle lengthening. So it helps to align the scar tissue with the muscle tissue. It decreases inflammation. All of those things. I actually, one of the times when I first learned about it, when I was actually still in school, my husband had bunions and he was taking prescription anti-inflammatory for these bunions. He didn't want to get them cut off, but he was in pain all the time, and he was a runner and he was doing all this stuff. And I said, well, let's try you in the clinic. I wasn't in clinic yet, but I had friends who were in clinic, and I said, let's try you with this ultrasound. And they do it underwater with small bones like that. And they did that 3 times a week with him and did some adjusting and made sure he was, and what year was that? 87, 88? So that's a long time ago, whatever. Is that 30 years ago? He still has that bunion, but he doesn't complain about it. And if you hit it the wrong way, it still hurts. It's still there. It's never grown. It's probably shrunk. and the inflammation, it's not big and red and hot anymore. And that was just from like a month or two of that ultrasound therapy on it. I have had, this is my thing with ultrasound, and I've had so many times, I completely forget to use it on myself. And I had this thing on my foot where I slipped when my kid was three and I was chasing him through a slide. And it was like, it was irritating. And I kept trying to massage it and adjust it with my activator and even got some chiropractors to adjust it for me. And then it was like 3 years later and it was still irritated. And I'm like, why is this happening? So I said, well, I haven't tried ultrasound. Let me try it. One treatment and it was completely gone. I mean, that's kind of unusual, but it was only one treatment that it was completely gone. So every time I hurt myself now, it's like, okay, I'm going to just do this. I'm going to do the ultrasound. The only time you don't want to do it if you do suspect a broken bone, because it will vibrate the bone. And you don't want to do it over an open end plate. So with kids, I never did it on the kids when they were, because I didn't want to take the chance, because it can actually close the growth plate and stifle it. My kid was already short. I didn't want him to blame me that he was a short adult. So, but once he turned, you know, 18, 19, you go, can you do that ultrasound? You said when I'm at my full height now. So I started doing it on it and it was night and day. I mean, it was so helpful for him for overcoming these injuries.
Do you have the link for that unit that you talked about?
I always look it up. I probably can find the receipt, but it's LG Med Supply. And every time I do a Google search on it, that's what comes up. So let me look at L. Oops, I have to go to this one. LG. Now, you can't, unless you have a license as a chiropractor, physical therapist, and you can't do it on others other than your family, but you can buy it. And you can use it on yourselves, and you can do it. I did with Valerie and a couple of other people, is teach them how to do it on themselves, right? So you can do that, but you can't actually do it on people unless that your license allows you to do that. And it may.
How does that compare to, say, a TENS machine?
TENS is sensory. So TENS is working on the sensory nerves, and it's actually decreasing the stimulation to those sensory nerves to decrease pain. But it doesn't do anything for inflammation. Mm. It doesn't do anything for scar tissue and, you know, lengthening and spasm. It's really great for spasmed muscles. You can even do it on trigger points. You can put it over trigger points to help break down trigger points. So LGL, if you go there, it says 20% off your order today. So whatever they have. And let's see if I can find the ultrasound. I think it was like a Black Friday that I got it for that cheap, but I don't think in general, they're in the 100 something. So let's see. The one I got, yeah. So if I give them my email address, they tell me I'll get 20% off. Portable ultrasound unit with auto frequency. Here, this one, 139. And with that 20% off coupon that you'll get when you give them your name and email, $111. $111. Here, I'll show you.
Okay. What about the machines that are the vibrating machines?
What do you mean by vibrating machines?
Well, they've been sponsored, the like percussion with your muscles. I've had a chiropractor do that on me.
Yeah, those are great too. I have one of those as well. It's a different level of support. You don't have to be as careful with those as with ultrasound. So ultrasound, don't do it over like the carotid arteries. Don't do it like directly over the spine. You can do it along the spine, but don't cross the spine with it. Don't do it on kids with open growth plates. Don't do it on pregnant women. Don't do it over an area that has cancer. Some of them are just common sense, right? With those vibrators, they'll actually get in and impound the muscle. I'm gonna put this into the chat. Elvin already did, but here, this is the specific machine that's on sale today for $111.99. So you see it? You see what it looks like? It's just a little machine. It comes with the gel. It comes with an instruction guide. And get it soon if you want to get one, because like everything else that's good, that's available over the counter to people, like supplements and, you know what I mean? There used to be, you had to have a license to be, you had to give them your license to do it. And in fact, on Amazon now, that's true. Because I used to send people to Amazon to look, and I found one on Amazon and it said, you need to show your professional license to get this. So it's a great tool to have. It's very inexpensive. So those percussive things, there's a funny story with that. Something comes in the mail. It's covered in brown paper. I'm like, And I didn't recognize the ID, the return address. I'm like, wonder what this is. It was a container, a box like that. Looks like that one that I showed you. And it had one of these, it looks like a hammer thing. It has a hammer edge and you hold it up and you percuss the muscles. And I'm looking at it going, but it had no name on it. Like the unit itself didn't have the manufacturer name on it. And I was like, really suspicious. Like, who's sending me this? Is this really what it is? And is this some sort of a, you know, crazy plant? And so I let it sit for like 3 months. I just like left it there, waited. I put queries out to different people. Did you send me this? Did you? And I was at my brother's house and his wife comes out. She's like, oh, I'm going to do my percussion. And she starts work. And I'm like, I recognize that. That looks just like the machine that somebody sent me. And she's working on her shoulder. And she's like, oh, this is the best thing ever. So I tried it on hers. I'm like, oh my God, it was so good. I did it on my spine. I did it on my legs. And so I went back home and I cautiously like, okay, I'm not going to hold this up to my body. I'm going to turn it on and face it towards the carpet, you know, face it outdoors. So in case something shoots out of this thing, I was like some kind of crazy nut, but you never know when somebody sends you something, you know, right. And I'm like, okay, it seems to work. Okay. So then I've been using it almost every day. It's pretty amazing. It's very amazing. And it really, it percusses the muscles and lots of chiropractors have them. And it breaks down trigger points. Like I woke up one day, my neck was so stiff. I must've been sleeping on my stomach or something, but my neck was like, oh, it's killing me. I was starting to get a headache. So I said, okay, let me just do it. And I just got in and on this muscle and this muscle. And I did it carefully up and down my spine and completely, completely better. Like within seconds. One day I was walking and I got this bad spasm right here. And like, oh no, what did I do? I twisted and picked something up. So I forgot about that. And I went, oh, about 10 minutes later. Oh, I wonder if that thing will work. I did it 5 minutes later, completely gone. So, and it's, you know, you can get them for like $150, $200 for those units. They're a little more expensive than these ultrasounds, but they're pretty, it's pretty amazing. I took it out at one of our potlucks. And Pat Murphy, many of you know Pat Murphy from ERC. So Pat Murphy was here and I said, oh, have you ever seen one of these? She starts working on herself. I'm sure she went and bought one because she was like, where'd you get it? Yeah, you know, she's like, oh my God, this is amazing. And she has a lot of stiffness in her legs, right? So she was just all over it. So that's what that is, Martha. That's the difference. They're all good, right? Anything that you can use to stimulate the body, increase circulation. That's the other thing that an ultrasound will do, increase circulation, which is why you don't want to do it with over an area with cancer because you don't want to send new blood to feed a cancer, right? So you just have to be careful about how you use it.
Okay, thanks.
I have a comment about if you're going to purchase that unit from LG Med Supply, if you look down on the page, you have the option to include some other accessories, including gel and things like that. That 20% coupon goes for those things as well. So that's a really good time to go ahead and get some stuff. You'll actually get it cheaper than you can separately.
Oh, good. Yeah. So for like the gel, you know, they give you a small thing of gel. You can buy the gel separately. There are some gels that are better than others. Some of them are chemically oriented. Others are like aloe and water-based, but you do need the gel because the gel is what conducts the ultrasound into the body. Yeah. I think people should be, you know, maybe I'll get put in jail someday for recommending this to my patients that they go get ultrasound units. But we actually did a call at the end of one of our ERC calls because somebody had said that they were having, and I told her I would set up a call with her. And some people were like, oh, can I be on that call? I'm like, okay, we'll just do it at the end of this call. And there about 4 or 5 people stayed on and we have it recorded somewhere. I probably should not just publish it, but we have it recorded at the end of one of the ERCs on how to do it, right? Yeah.
So is the imaging also available with the ultrasound?
It's a different frequency. So ultrasound imaging is a different wavelength. It's kind of like light. You have ultraviolet, you have infrared, you have all these different frequencies. It's like that. So no, there's no imaging. Those are multi $10,000 machines to do imaging. Yeah. But these are, I have one here in my office that I spent like $1,000 on 30 years ago. And now you can get them for 150 at home, right? And it's not going to be working as well as mine. Mine has some other bells and whistles, but heck, I mean, and people have done it, like Karen Osborne. I don't know if she's on, but she's the one that introduced me to this, because she had pulled her shoulder from the dog, like pulling it out. And then she started to develop frozen shoulder, and I was working on her. And, you know, but it's just so often that she could come, and you really need frequency when you have something like that. And so I told her, come here, I'll teach your daughter how to do it on you. But, you know, we couldn't figure out, and I just come in the back door, I'll leave the door open for you. And it was inconvenient. So she found one and she ordered it, and she started doing it on herself twice a day. And after 2 weeks, she had like, you know, 90% improvement. And so I recommended it to a couple of other people, and one person who had been limping around on a foot, and the doctor said, oh, it's arthritis. Within a week of doing it, she was feeling like 50% better, right? So it does work. So it's just one of those natural therapies that works with the energy of the body and physical. So it's energy and physical. So that was a short answer to a long answer to a short question.
Thank you. I've written everything down.
Good. You're welcome. Michelle, what was yours?
I wanted to know if you can give me a better understanding of I went to the doctor and she said, I'm now entering perimenopause. So my estrogen, she said, is still normal. Progesterone is still normal, but she said the LH and the FSH are elevated. Yeah. So I wanted to know what's happening there? Why does the body start shifting the LH and the FSH?
Okay. So I'm going to equate it to thyroid, right? When you can have somebody with problem with their thyroid and their thyroid hormones are perfectly normal, but their TSH starts going higher. And what it means is that the pituitary has to work harder to get that same amount of output. Same thing with FSH and LH. Oh. They're the pituitary hormones that then stimulate the ovaries, and the ovaries are starting to go, oh, slow down, slow down. So they're going, boom, boom, come on, come on, come on. So they elevate, yeah.
So, okay, because I was concerned about, because I was like, yeah, it's the pituitary that's doing that. And I just wanted to make sure that that's normal and it's not
something. Totally normal. It's a normal test to see if somebody is starting to, you know, feel like they are, or they're around that age, but their estrogen, progesterone are still normal. Then you look to see if they're in menopause, going into menopause. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you're perfectly normal. You know how to take care of it. You know how to do it asymptomatically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's that?
With going through menopause asymptomatically.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. All the stuff that you do, and keep up your exercise and your meditation and no caffeine and B vitamins and magnesium and zinc and all those things that are important to keep.
And what about cysts?
Do you have cysts on your ovaries?
No, on my breasts.
Oh, breast, fibrocystic. Okay, so I think one of the best things for that is iodine rubbed topically on the breasts, okay? You can do an iodine low to see if you're low, or you, like we said the other day, you don't always have to test everything, right? Just put a topical iodine on the breast. And I have one person who's scared to death she had breast cancer because her mother died of breast cancer. And she had very big fibrous cysts on her, and she was she started rubbing it on, and they were painful too, and it went right down. So that really
mine fluctuates with the cycle, and what happened is my last cycle was actually 60 days, and so usually, you know, the cysts would expand and then get smaller with my cycle coming, but since my cycle didn't occur for 60 days,
you were up there
bigger, and I started freaking out, and so I went and I got an ultrasound because I refused to do a mammography. Right. And the ultrasound came back saying, you know, everything's okay. And lo and behold, right after I got the ultrasound done, my cycle came. And so then it started shrinking again.
It started shrinking again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Try the iodine, because that can be very helpful. It's even helpful for fibroids in the uterus. And you can paint the iodine on the vulva, or if they're really open to it, you can actually go vaginally with the iodine. And that helps to get into the cysts in the, and it can help shrink them a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah.
And what do you, I've been dealing with chronic anemia. I mean, I've tried 50 million different things, and I came across some research that said that when the body has like a candida situation, a lot of times it will naturally limit the amount of iron in the body in order to prevent it from escalating. Mm-hmm.
Candida or other kinds of overgrowths, mm-hmm. right? Because the feeds on it, bacteria yeah. and microbes okay. feed on the iron. So it's really important if somebody's in an infectious process not to give them extra iron. When you say you tried everything, did you look at ferritin and iron?
Yeah, right? And that's what was curious, that the... yes, the ferritin was low and the iron was low.
Okay, so that's classic iron deficiency anemia. Shoot. Okay, whereas we see a lot of people with low iron, high ferritin, or low ferritin, high iron, and that's other, you have to look at the liver and
military. Oh, and she said my iron binding capacity was low. It was just like 6% or something like that. I can't remember.
Huh, usually you see iron binding capacity high when the iron is low, because the iron... binding sites are low. So why would the iron binding capacity be low when the iron is low?
Oh, wait a minute. I may be mixing this with my son's own. Hold on a second.
Yeah, because usually if the iron is low, the binding capacity is going to be high because there's a lot of empty.
Oh, no, it was the iron saturation. That's what.
Oh, the iron saturation would be low for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So the iron was low and the iron saturation was low and the ferritin was low, like really, really low. Like my ferritin was 4.
Ooh, ow.
Ow,
and,
yeah.
And when you say you've tried everything, what kinds of things? Have you tried yellow dock? Have you tried like various kinds of iron supplements with lots of cofactors? Have you tried
Lula? Well, I've done the heme bite, but I guess the thing is that I'm not consistent. And so I have to become more consistent.
I've seen people revert, like, significantly improve it within 6 weeks of consistency.
Okay.
Right. And the couple of, there's two specific supplements. I mean, I'm sure there's others that are really good, but the two that I've had the best results with, the raw iron by the Vitamin Code. It's got a lot of other cofactors in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the one from Perk is called hematitin or something like that. It's a Perk. And I've had really good results with those, and also yellow doc, the herb yellow doc. I like the herb yellow doc, even if you are going to take the iron in addition, because it helps improve stomach acid, which will help overall with all the minerals.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it helps liver support. And especially if you're going into menopause, you mm-hmm. want to be able to, you know, keep metabolizing all those hormones as your body is getting.
So the Vitamin Code?
Vitamin Code, it's just called raw iron.
Okay.
And both of these have a lot of cofactors in them, you know, B6 and C and other things that make it, yeah, really, really.
Does the Vitamin Code have the yellow dock also in it?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it does, but I haven't looked at the ingredients in a long time. Vitamin Code iron. Interesting. That's a good question. Vitamin Code raw iron, 22 milligrams of gentle whole food iron and whole food vitamin C, B12, and folate. Yeah, live probiotics and enzymes. Let's see if we can actually see the full spectrum. Okay, here it is. Plus, it's got some vegetables and fruits and stuff. So it's got apple, beet, broccoli, carrot, tomato, strawberry, tart cherry, blueberry, bell pepper, Brussels sprouts, all of these are organic, blueberry leaf.
So it's not constipating then?
No, definitely not constipating. That's the thing. If you go with this ferrous sulfate or something that they'll give you at a doctor's office, it's
so cool. It's better than the Floradix?
I like it better than the Floradix. It's a higher concentration and it doesn't have the sugar content that the Floradix has. You have to be careful. One of the Floradix has gluten in it, like barley malt or something. And one of them doesn't. So you have to look at that.
Okay.
It's just a vegetable cellulose capsule. And it also has lipase protease, aspergillopepsin, if you've seen that one, beta glucanase, cellulase, bromelain, phytase, lactase, papain. So it's got a lot of enzymes in it, which is going to help the whole thing get absorbed. Okay. So I've seen good results with it.
Okay.
I don't have any, you know, financial interest in the company, but I've just seen really good results with it.
And a professional question in terms of working programs, how do you help people in the group programs to stay, okay, there's a lot of self-sabotaging, I think, that happens. And so the person would say something like, well, I didn't get enough information, or I didn't get specific information, even though you've given them, say, a task or an activity. Mm-hmm. You know, so for instance, one activity I asked a client to do was to write down the negative thoughts that would come to her every time she's doing something that's sabotaging her. Mm-hmm. And then she responded to me, well, how am I supposed to know what the negative thoughts are? And I was like, well, I'm not psychic, so I don't know what's going on in your mind. You're the only one who can identify what's going on, you know, in terms of what's looping. Because I said, what are the looping thoughts that always...
But you know what the thing about that is they're caught in it, and they're not able to come out and be the objective observer of it, right? So they get challenged because you're telling them to do like, what negative thoughts? I don't have negative thoughts. Meanwhile, they're thinking all kinds of negative thoughts that if they spoke it out loud, you would. So you might phrase it a little bit differently. Like when you get into a pattern, like say it's because they want to emotionally eat. So I want you to stop. And when you're feeling like you're going to go, you know, eat every chocolate bar in town, then I want you to just observe and write down in journal, what are your feelings? Mm-hmm. Right? Because I think it might be the labeling it, the mm-hmm. negative or the looping that gets them thrown, because they're not even seeing those as negative. They're just thinking, my mother abused me and my father raped me. And that's not negative thoughts, mm-hmm. right? That's just reality. You know what I mean? Well, so maybe phrasing it a little differently.
I think it was more so that she doesn't want to take responsibility for her doing stuff, you know? So she said, well, you know, unlike in the past when you would tell people what to do, you know, you're not doing that. And I'm like, because I've given you and one thing to do, you know, so like I was doing the metabolic program with her and she said, well, you know, it's not things that we usually eat. So it's hard to do. And I was like, well, that's the point. If what you usually ate was going to make you healthy, then you wouldn't need.
Let's just eat M&M's and ice cream all day. And exactly. Then this is the key to success.
So it's like she bounces from one thing to the next as an excuse.
It's difficult. She's hitting resistance. Mm-hmm. And there could be some self-sabotaging thoughts, behaviors that she doesn't want to get well. So you might even phrase it, how do you phrase it so that they don't feel insulted? But it's like, you want to find out what benefit they're getting by staying sick. Mm-hmm. Right. So some people is like, well, I don't have to have sex with my husband. He doesn't ask me anymore because I'm sick all the time.
We've gone through those activities with identifying the big why. It's just that now where I'm saying to her, it's nothing that I can do. This is something that you have to own. This is something that, you know, so even when we're dealing with the insulin resistance and I said, you've got to get more sleep, but she chooses to be actively engaged in things in her community every single night. So she can't make the group calls. And then she says, oh, well, I can't make you a group call. And, you know, so there's no benefit to that. And so it's constantly different excuses.
She's self-sabotaging big time. She's feeling scared. She's feeling threatened. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just, I think it's just gently working with people. Like today I had a conversation with someone who was saying how, you know, he's had this autoimmune disease for 5 years, and it's limiting. He can't go skiing. He can't go this. And we're talking about getting him off of gluten and dairy. And he's going, I've already limited everything in my life, and I can't ski. I can't this. I can't that. So now I have to, when I go out with friends, now I have to not eat the right, you know. And I'm like, so it's, it sounds like it's really important to you to be able to ski and do all that stuff. I said, personally, I've never seen someone with an autoimmune disease reverse it or improve while still eating gluten and dairy. I just haven't. And I've been doing this for 30 years or close to it, right? And I said, which do you want more? You know? So we had to have that conversation and have him see kind of the ludicrousy. So I repeated back to him in a way that he saw, oh, you're right, right? I'd rather go biking and skiing than eat bread, right? So, and I told him, you know, it's a cumulative thing. I tried it once and it didn't work. Well, it's cumulative, right? And I keep telling the story because I love it. I listened to it on an audiobook, and it's basically, there's a critical point at which you just, then your body has enough healing power that it can actually, you'll see it on the outside, but all this stuff's happening underneath, mm-hmm. kind of like the iceberg, right? It's happening underneath. It's like you take the torch and you take it to an ice cube. And if you heat the ice cube from 21 to 22 degrees, nothing happens. If you heat the ice cube from 29 to 30 degrees, nothing happens. And you can heat the ice cube from 30 to 31 degrees and still nothing happens. But as soon as you heat it to 32, it melts.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what's happening in the body. There's enough imbalance that when we can create like that momentum, synergy, and it all works together, we get to a point where then they see it. Now, some people are so lucky and they see it right away, right? And they hit it. We hit it right away. We find that linchpin right away. And for others, it's going to take longer. Mm-hmm. And it's having them understand that these good habits accumulate on themselves and that sleep is critical. Why we sleep. If you haven't read it, read it and pull out the sections in there that will, yeah. that did it for me. And I've been a chronic. Well,
it's just, like I said, one thing after the next, even something like I provide lots of resources and PDFs. And then she says, oh, and it costs too money to print it out. And I'm like, so what am I supposed to do about that? You know? And so she's like, well, I don't want to continue with the program. And I guess for me, it's challenging because I'm just like, fine, you know, I'm done through kind of thing. But I know perhaps I'm being impatient with this whole dynamic.
Yeah.
You know?
So, yes.
Like, you know, I don't want to fight you. I don't want any bad vibes, you know.
No, and you get to a point where sometimes you do let them go or you invite them to go. I've done that, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think this is the right program for you because that's constant there. But it's really helping to really sit with them and help them to see, like bringing them back to why did they join in the first place? Mm-hmm. What was their reason? What's the outcome you want? Mm-hmm. And what are you willing to do to get that outcome?
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like that outcome you told, I'm confused, Mary. I don't know what her name is, but mm-hmm. I'm confused, Mary. When we first sat down and you joined this program, you told me that it was super important for you to be able to get your joint flexibility back so you can engage in all these piano playing and other activities that you love. But now you're telling me that you don't want to shift some dietary things that I know are going to reduce the inflammation and help you to be able to get what you want. So yes. Try to explain this to me.
So do you go through enumerating the different things that they have not followed through on?
Don't make them wrong.
Okay.
Don't make them wrong. No. You don't want to make them wrong. What you want to do is bring them back to what they really want in the first place. What did you really want? And here's one thing, right? Let's just start. It sounds like it's overwhelming to you. It sounds like there's too many things that I've given you to do. Let's step back. Based on what you told me about the inflammation, here's the two things that I think are going to make the most difference. Let's just focus on this for the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you give them small little steps, and the little steps accumulate.
Well, because that's what I thought I was doing, because I even changed my format to be just 15-minute calls. Because I said, you know, I'm not doing these half an hour or an hour long calls because it's too much for people. So I said I turned it into 15-minute laser calls where we tackle one question and we brainstorm ways of dealing with that one issue, and we come up with an action plan. So So I said, you know, do this for a week and then come back to me, yeah. you know. And she drops the ball and says, oh, well, this isn't, yeah, Lynn?
I didn't mean to interrupt. Yes, I have those too. And it, like Rita Marie's been saying, it's like you're always getting, you know, that underlying observing. So one thing that has helped me is to also recognize how I'm feeling mm-hmm. About this and then kind of set that aside. Mm-hmm. And then just to tell them what you observe. Like you said, and so instead of saying this might be overwhelming, because you're almost assigning them what their feeling is,
mm-hmm.
just say, I heard your voice tighten up, or whatever you notice. And I call it putting on my mom hat, because it's like, okay, you tell me. You came here. I've had to tell this to a few people. You came because they started like putting it back on me. And I'm like, hey, you came here. Mm-hmm. And like you were saying, what's the why? You came here because. And just you remind them that, you know, mm-hmm. here's what you said on your sheet. This is what you told me. I'm just here to help you,
mm-hmm.
you know? Mm-hmm. And so it, for me, at least, I found that the attachment isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not attached to an outcome,
mm-hmm.
and they don't. There's no attachment between us because they can't affect me. And in my response to them, does that make any sense at all?
Yeah. And then it also pushes into, you know, this person is part of a group program. It reminded me of one of our people in the ERC program where they want the benefits of the higher level, but they're not willing to pay for that.
Pay for it, right.
Like, look, you're in a group program. Because she's like, well, you don't give me specific for just me and da, 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 da. And I was like, well, we
you can. And here's right. Write me a check for $500 and you can, your $1,000 or whatever it is, and I can give you more. And I even said that to this person I was speaking to today. I said, you know, it's going to take a lot longer to do this. And typically I usually just do the genetic piece with people who are in the Gold Plus, because it does take a lot of time
mm-hmm.
and, you know, that kind of thing. And he was like, oh yeah, you know, so he got it, right? He got it. So it's really keeping your boundaries, right? And mm-hmm. saying, I would love to give you more. The group program and the group program investment is this. But if you want to upgrade and get like two or three, you know, longer sessions with me where I can just take you by the hand and do, and customize it for you, this is how much extra it will cost.
Right. So it requires us to be really grounded and confirmed in who we are and what we're offering.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because at least that's what I have found for myself.
Yeah.
Is
reminds me too of you know, a resource would be, I don't know where the recording is these days, but Laura Fine did a call on, you know, handling those difficult people where mm-hmm. they say they want one thing but then they're always self-sabotaging themselves mm-hmm. and how to deal with it. And some of it comes from them and their personality pattern that they've picked up, right? That they created, the defense pattern that they created mm-hmm. as a result of an earlier trauma, which you're very versed in the trauma thing. So it's, she lays it out, you know, according to the five personality patterns. Get that book. I would get it. It's a book you can buy on Amazon. But what's his name? Stephen Kessler. Kessler.
What's the name of it?
Five personality patterns.
Yeah, Stephen Kessler.
And it maps out these time periods where some traumas happened and what defenses these people picked up. And you kind of can look and start to look, and he has some charts in there too, and say, which pattern do you think she falls into? And then really read up on how do you communicate with that person that's coming from that defense so that you can then, you know, not put them in more defense, but help mm-hmm. them to get what they really need. And it says, this is what they really need, but this is how they act because mm-hmm. this is what the missing piece is. Very helpful. I think that book would be really helpful for you.
Okay.
And of course, taking Laura's Dancing with Defenses class would be amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. These are good conversations we're having tonight. Do you see? Do you see? Do you see? Because this is it. This is it. People, they spend, we've had people spend $5,000, $10,000 to be in ERC and then just not deal with it and not fight it. But like Pat Murphy, who we mentioned earlier, she just kept paying more money. And like, you still have calls left over you didn't take from last year. And she just keeps doing it. And now she's making progress. She's lost a tremendous amount of weight. She's gone gluten-free. She's, you know, but it took her 6 years of paying $10,000 or more a year, right? To finally go, yeah, I'm doing this now, right? Some of them take a long time. Yeah, Susan.
Yeah, I was just going to comment that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And so right. We all have our own timing. And it could be that part of her wants to change, but she can't just yet. So think of yourself as you're planting seeds for down the road when she's finally going to be ready to make a big change.
Yeah. And one of the times that I was in a coaching program that I tried to get out of, because I was like, I'd paid a lot of money to be in it. It was like the first time I ever paid a lot of money to be in a coaching program. It was $12,000. And it was back in, 2010 or 9 or something. And I was ready to make my bet. But then like things happened and I'm like, I paid all my money and I don't have time to do this. And I'm not good enough and blah, 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 all this stuff. And well, I used the excuse and I said, I can't do this. My sister died recently and I'm, and this happened and this happened. And she said, you signed up here for a reason, didn't you? What is that reason? And she brought me back to that. She said, I am not going to let you sabotage you and what you want. I'm here to support you and coach you to help you get what you really want. And that really hit me. I was like, no, she's right. Because I was getting scared. And I was trying to back down, and it's very common. We see it a lot, right? Lynn, you've handled some of those calls. They sign up and they're all set, and then they go, and they shrink from it. And our job is to help remind them of why they signed up and the amazing benefit they're going to get, and that they can do it on their own time. If they're paying you like, what, $300 or something for a group program, is that about right? 500? Not even?
And that's what kicks me, 97? Right?
97?
You're paying 97 a month. No. Yeah.
For how long? Oh, 97 a month. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're not paying, she's not paying very much. Mm-hmm. And she has to know that it's going to take time. Now, it's, you can tell her, like, if you're ready, if you're physiologically, mentally, emotionally ready to just take on these things we're talking about, we can get your results faster. But I'm perfectly fine with you going slowly with this.
Well, there's always an excuse. So one part of her says she doesn't have money for supplements. I said, okay, you don't have to do the supplements if you're going to be really diligent with your sleep and your meal plan and your exercise and all of those things, because I understand if you don't have the money, but something has to give,
One of my first clients when I first went into practice, she came to see me, cardiovascular, high blood pressure, serious stuff, diabetes. And I sat down with her, I did a full evaluation and I gave her a plan. I said, here's where we go. We'll work together over the next few months to help you, to make these changes. I can't eat those foods. You want me to take supplements? You want to take all those supplements? I can't do that. I said, well, what is it that you want from me that you weren't getting from your medical doctor? You said you don't want to take the drugs, but you also don't want to take the supplements and you don't want to eat the food. What is it that, that you expected from me? And I think she kind of expected that the doctor would put her on these two medications and I would have an herbal substitute for each of those two medications. And that's all she'd have to do, right? That's all she'd have to do. And I gave her my plan and that was it. She paid me for that one visit, probably not very much because back in that time I wasn't charging very much. And that was it, So one of my early mentors said, what is it? SWSWOW, Some will, some, oh, S-W-S-W-O-W-N. And I'm like, wow. Some will, some won't, oh well, next. Because it's true, right? We're not going to be able to be a match for every one of them.
Right. And that kind of goes back to some of what I was talking about. When we know who we are, we don't have to settle or take care of every person that comes to us.
Yeah.
I mean, this is something I'm learning and continuing to learn. And so my famous hot dog guy, the first thing he did was, you mean I have to change the way I eat? And, you know, now he's doing that. And almost every call he starts out and he is self-sabotaging himself. He goes, well, I'm doing this. And then he goes, oh, but this will never work. La, 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 la. And I'm like, and he goes, and I'm not going to work with you anymore. I went, okay, when you're ready. Okay. And then he's like, well. And so this is what I'm learning. I'm learning something about myself. I'm not tied to his success. Now I want him to be successful, mm-hmm. but who I am is not tied to that.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's been really important.
We can't make it with every one of them. And there's something, there may be a personality thing, but it also may be that you are on the verge with her and she just needs to be re-inspired every month. And that might be your big job each time, is to re-inspire her that she can do this and just move it forward. I am not anymore in a position where I'm afraid to say to somebody, okay, so let me get this straight. So you don't want to take the drugs and you don't want to take the supplements and you don't want to change your diet and you don't want to meditate or do yoga. I said, I don't have a magic wand. That's all I got in my toolbox, right? So if you're going to have to find somebody else to work with, because I can't help you. These are my tools. These are the tools that I have. And I'm not afraid to say that to somebody if I don't think it's a match, because it's not worth our time and effort, right? There's enough that someone else will, that person is taking the space for someone else. Now, you've got to be at a point where you know that that's true, that you can't help her, but you may just be, this may be her way, you know, of fighting it and she'll get there, fighting it and she'll get there, and maybe not. The one, I remember a woman that came into me, when I first started doing a package program, up till then I just would one visit at a time. So I decided somebody was sending me a referral. I was going to put together this package, my first package of programs, and it had like, I don't know, 4 hours of one-on-ones, and it had green cleanse, and it had ebooks, and I just packed this package in. It was like $497. So I offered it to her, and she was like, sure. And she took it. And I'm like, oh, I guess it's underpriced. Okay. So check mark. If everybody just like doesn't say, oh, wow, that's too much money, then, you know, maybe it's underpriced. So anyway, I sold it to her. After the first visit, I regretted having sold her a bundle because I just wanted to say, have a good life. Have a good life. Here's what I gave you. But she had to come in. And so she comes in on the second visit, told her to drink a smoothie in the morning. She's diabetic. So I was trying to get her sugars down. And I told her some stuff. And she comes in and she said, I don't understand it. This diet isn't working. Your diet isn't working for me. My blood sugars are still high. I haven't lost any weight. I'm like, okay, let's talk about that. Well, tell me what your diet's like. Well, I drink that horrible smoothie in the morning that you tell me to take. And then, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then at lunchtime, I got hungry. I got really hungry and I was delivering. So I stopped at Chick-fil-A and I got a Chick-fil-A sandwich. And then later that afternoon, I was hungry again. And I was thirsty and had to go buy water. So I don't go to the bathroom. That was it. And I don't want to go in a supermarket and go to the bathroom and leave and not buy something. So I bought something. So I figured I had to buy something. So I bought some M&Ms. And then she's telling me all this stuff. And I'm like, hold on. M&Ms, Chick-fil-A, not on my diet. I don't know whose diet that's on, but it's not on my diet. Okay. So we worked together for 4 sessions. And she seemed to make some little bit of progress, but not very much. She wanted to sign up for another set of sessions. And I'm like, oh no, oh no. I think I did a one-off with her and finally, you know, just, I don't know what I did. I don't even remember. It was so long ago, but it was one of those things where, is she ever going to get this? This is, you know, I'm following your diet. Chick-fil-A? M&Ms? Seriously? And I had a Diet Coke with this M&Ms. Oh, good. Wash down one poison with another. Good job. Yeah, so we all have those.
I would like to say something to that. I had to go through, when I got divorced, I had to go through court, and I asked the lawyer why he was taking my case, and it really has resonated with me. He said, I only take cases that I know I'm going to win.
Mm.
So I think about that in working with people that, from what I've heard, it's very frustrating that it brings you down. We want to succeed at what we want to do, and we want to make a difference in people's lives. So what that lawyer said, I'm only going to take cases I'm sure I can win. And maybe that's the way we should be viewing our clients, that people that really want to change and really stand mm-hmm. behind their why and say, yes, this is what I want. Because I said this to you, I want to lose weight, I want to get my numbers down on my sugar, and I want to make a change. And if they can't, you know, some people aren't ready to commit to that or say that, but we want people to work with us because we want to win and succeed.
Yeah.
And if we're always have somebody in the mix that's not willing to change, that makes it hard for us to move forward.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Only on take on cases you want, you know, you can win. And I've discerned that now. Like I've taken on like the high end gold plus diamond people, and I work a lot with them, like weekly. They have my cell phone, like really intense program. And you have my cell phone, call me whenever you need to for a quick check-in. And nobody ever abused it. And when they did, they go, oh, they text me and they go, I just have a quick question. I don't want to bother you. I'm like, you just paid me a lot of money. Yeah, it's part of your program, except for one person. We had one person who would text me in the middle of the night. She was in Australia, so it was daytime for her. She would text me in the middle of the night or Skype me in the middle of the night. And of course, I didn't answer it for like 5 or 6 hours because I was sleeping. And she'd go, I texted you and you didn't answer me. And she just was really demanding. She gets to the end of her year with us. First beginning part, she did a great job. She followed through. She lost 50 pounds. She dropped her A1C from wherever it was to like 5.2. She lowered her blood fasting glucose. Her thyroid antibodies dropped dramatically, like really major shifts. And then she had some really serious stress in her life that had nothing to do with me, you know, a boyfriend and spending money and investments and losing money. And then she started sabotaging herself. So she got into this anxious, real big, bad anxious mode, and we're working on the anxiety, and I'm trying to work with her from Australia. But she literally at the end of the program said, I can't believe it. I spent all this money to do this program with you and I didn't get any results. I'm like, reversed Hashimoto's, reversed insulin resistance, lost 50 pounds, but I'm still anxious. Okay. Right? Yeah, it's crazy. But I think you're right. I like that idea of taking on the cases you know you can win, the people that you resonate with, that even though they may be, you know, self-sabotaging, but you're connecting on a heart level, right? And that's why we do, you know, strategy sessions with people. And now be more discerning, right? I know now what kind of questions to ask and how to discern some of that. That person, I even referred to Laura Fine to talk to her, and Laura said, I wouldn't work with that person. She's a borderline and there's no way I would work with her. But she needs to work with somebody local. She needs somebody that can be there and be there in the office with her. So even Laura was not willing to take her on. We tried everything. She went through, I think she had five, she had some of the best coaches. Like worked with, I said, have a session with Cassandra, have a session with Tony, have a session. And they are like, I don't think so. And they're going to be people like that, right? And they're going to blame you for them not getting results. And we have to know when to stick it out and really help them to drop those defenses and when to walk away. Yeah. Other questions? And I have to keep checking my calendar because I've been late for every appointment so far. Okay, good. I'm good until 7. All right. Anybody else?
Questions? I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, hey. Sorry, I'm out in my car, so I'll speak. I have a kind of a typical question about
Okay, it's hard to hear you. Can you hear me?
Sorry. Can you guys hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Oh. Okay, good. Yeah, sorry. So yeah, it's about vitamin C flushing, and I get really awesome results when I vitamin C clear out any funk or like gunk or if I'm feeling just really low energy. But then I found that when I switched brands, like I took the Thorn vitamin C buffer vitamin C, I just didn't weigh.
Were you doing Perk before that?
No, I did Designs for Health because I ordered on the DSS store. Yeah. So that's why I use that. That's what they have. And I've never tried the Perk actually. I was wondering though, how do you get it? Cause I went on their site and they don't have like an order page on their own website.
No, they don't. Cause they only sell through practitioners, but you should be able to get it through our, it's not on DSS. I thought it was on DSS. It might be on Wellevate. I know it's on Emerson. Cause I know I signed something that said that I had to fill out a form for them to authorize me to be able to sell it. So I don't know. I know Emerson sells it. Emerson Ecologics. Do you have an account with them? You may have to order it
link.
You may have to order it through our Wellevate store. If you go into the Sweet Spot, there's a booklet on supplements. And in there is a link to the Wellevate store, the DSS store, and how to get in there. And they have it there for sure. And you should be able to get it. I don't know if you can get it just as an outsider, just logging in. Because they require that you buy it through a health practitioner. Perk does. But yeah, different ones are different. You know, so if Designs for Health was working for you, I'd go back to that because different brands are going to be different. They're sourced, like Perk is sourced from potatoes, vitamin C. A lot of times vitamin C is from corn. I don't know where Designs for Health gets it from. Sometimes the ratio of those other minerals in there, like the magnesium, calcium, zinc, whatever else they have in there. So if you found one that works for you, I'd just stick with the one that works for you. Cause I know you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unfortunate. I went to like I got the Thorn one and it just doesn't feel, I could tell it just doesn't feel, it's not doing something good in my body. So wondering. Well, like the guy who, Russell Jaffe, the one whose vitamin C protocol that you educated us about, like he talks about how Perk is like the gold standard because it's L ascorbic acid. He said that's the only kind that you could absorb. So I was like, well, I don't know. I mean, the Designs for Health stuff works nice for me. So just kind of curious.
This is also fully reduced. You know, so vitamin C is an antioxidant, but if it's partially oxidized, then it's going to have less of an effect. So they do theirs in a vacuum tube. And Designs for Health is a high quality company and they may do the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had great results with it. The only hard part is just sticking with your therapeutic dose because mine's like 15 grams. So it's a lot to take, but
Water. Just put it in your water at the beginning of the day and sip it throughout the day.
Oh, okay. So that's all right. You can just put it in your water and kind of carry it around and it'll be all right.
Yeah. As long as you don't leave it in a hot car, you know, if you're carrying around a glass water bottle, put it in a sleeve or just put it in a bag. Just to keep the light from getting in there and oxidizing it.
Yeah. Okay.
And that works. Cool. I know that when I first learned about the vitamin C flush decades ago from a Dr. Kaplan, something like that. He was a California doctor and I met him and he was telling me about it. And he said his therapeutic dose was 60, 60.
Oh my gosh, how could I buy 60? That much vitamin C?
I know. And he said he started putting it in his water. He tried it. He did it. And all of his allergy symptoms went away. And he was thrilled. And so he started to try to back it down. And he said every time I'd get below 58, all my symptoms would come back. So he'd been doing 60 grams a day for the last 3 years when I spoke to him. He might still be. Cathcart is his name. He's out in Palo Alto, California. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's going to be different, but yeah, you can, 15 is not that hard to put in water.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not too bad. It's just that the thorn doesn't work. So I'm anxiously waiting for my good stuff, but also like, so gradually, is it supposed to, I'm supposed to taper off? Like, will my body tell me when I need less?
Yeah. So according to the way Jaffe does it, and I talked to him at a conference once too, and he said he basically does a vitamin C flush every 2 to 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So to readjust his dose.
Cool. Okay. I'll try that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So and once a month would be fine. So you just take that therapeutic dose. If you notice that you start to get, you know, the bloaty, gassy, increased bowel movements, then back it off. Sometimes he said it goes up before it goes down, right? Because your body goes, oh, clean house. Oh, like I could use it over there. I could use it over there. I could use it over there. Right. So
yeah.
Somebody in my driveway.
Okay.
Yeah. So you should just do it. Just do it once a month should be fine. Just do it once a month. And if it goes up or down, you just adjust it.
Okay. And I think you told me once, like, it's not a good idea to just stop taking vitamin C when you're mega dosing. Can you tell me again why that is? Like,
rebound scurvy. So your body's used to a specific amount. Your body's used to 15 grams and suddenly you don't take any. It's like you have a vitamin C deficiency because your body has become accustomed to using it to go into all the little crevices and clean it out and get this inflammation and that inflammation. And so you definitely don't want to drop it off. I mean, it's different if you've just had a cold and you took a whole bunch and then you drop it off, but you still should, you know, at least go down to 3 when you do it that way. But if you've been taking it fairly consistently, I would drop it back very slowly.
I see. So it's kind of a commitment. Like I love vitamin C. It's like, I want to recommend it to other people, but I want to do it responsibly. So it sounds like you really have to commit. Like if you're going to take it.
You do. And if somebody has a really bad inflammatory response or histamine response, allergies, frequent colds and stuff, cancer, I mean, those are things where it helps. Now you can spend a lot more money and use liposomal C, but it's a dollar a gram.
Yeah.
So $15 a day for 3 days to fight off a cold, that's one thing. $15 a day for chronic use, it's a lot of money.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. That helps.
You're welcome.
That and you were also talking about a book that's really good for vitamin C. Does he, because not a lot of people talk about mega dosing.
Yeah, I forget who's Levy, is it? Yeah, whatever that book is, I have there. I have it on my shelf over there. So, but it's a good book. Very good book. It's mentioned in the ERC Body Freedom Nutrition piece under vitamins. It's probably in the vitamin C module in NEPT as well. But in there, I mentioned that in the presentation, that book.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
I have a question on that.
Yes.
You were talking about the PERC potency.
Yeah.
I've gotten it off Amazon.
Really?
That's all I've bought it from is Amazon.
Okay. Hopefully it's real, but.
And then the other thing is, if you're in a moist climate like I am, keep it in the fridge.
Keep it in the fridge. I will tell you that. I had it out just for a little while when I was traveling. I took the whole bottle, made the mistake instead of just... And it starts to get brown and clumpy and yeah, if you're, especially Houston, but I agree. Totally. Thank you. Who else? Anything else before we go? Angelica is talking, but I don't hear unless she's here. Oh, there we go.
Sorry about that.
On mute.
Okay. Anybody else? We good? Okay, I'm leaving on Tuesday to go to a conference in Maui. Isn't that tough? Tough life. We don't have calls for 2 weeks because I'm actually going to, maybe one and a half weeks. I'm going to stay there. You can't go to Maui for a conference and not stay for a vacation afterwards. So I'm going to stay. I will be doing some calls after that. Let's see. Yeah, it looks like they
could. Don't we have content call next week?
I think,
Tuesday.
Oh, wait, I'm looking at December. Yeah, I think we do. And I'm going to have.
Which module will that be on?
I don't remember. Last time we did adrenal. So it might be thyroid. Let me go.
So it would be module one.
Let me look. All right. My site's unstoppable. Yeah, so I'm going to have, I might do it. It depends on which data I have to look, but I might have someone else cover for me and go through the content. Let's see. All right, so let me look at the order. We've done, we did adrenal and adrenal assessment. So, digestion assessment or thyroid. Did we do a digestion assessment? We did digestion assessment. Maybe we didn't do it. We should go through that one. So it's either going to be digestion or thyroid. Digestion assessment, not digestion itself, but digestion assessment.
Okay.
Okay. I don't think I'm looking at my calendar to see when that is. Okay, so here I'm traveling next week. Yeah, it's on the 23rd. So I may just do those two calls from the beach. Okay. Yeah, I still have a few calls on my calendar to do. So I'll either do it or I'll find the best thyroid expert we have to do it for us. Anybody else?
A quick question. Your calendar is not on the site anymore. Is that true?
I guess they took it down because it was not working properly or something is what I heard. So I the actual it. Calendar, you miss it? Okay. We weren't sure anybody was actually using it. You miss it too?
Oh, I looked at it all the time before if I'm going to make appointments or things, I go and look at
you look at their calendar. All right, I will talk to the team about that. I think what was happening is the reason it wasn't working, in order to make it work, we have to put those appointments on my calendar twice, one for that and one for on my main calendar. And I think that people weren't keeping it up, so there may have been some missing things for a long time, and they just decided the easiest thing was to stop it. But I'll bring it up in our team meeting next week and see if we can get that put back in place.
That would be great. I liked it when it was the calendar.
Yeah. Liked it as a calendar rather than a list.
It's easier to copy. Yeah.
I didn't get the email.
You didn't get the email today?
Any of them this week.
What? Is that true for everybody or just for Lynn?
Yeah. I didn't get any.
You didn't get an email this week?
Mm-mm. No.
I wondered why.
Well, let me take that back. I guess I'm thinking particularly of the ERC emails.
I usually get an MEPT and an ERC, and I didn't get
either. Yes, that's true.
You didn't get either one?
No.
Okay, I'm going to write a note right now. I know there was no newsletter last week because it was still the holidays, and supposedly all the stuff was listed in the one before that. But I said, I'm going to write.
Well, I didn't know about next week's 23rd either.
I have the 14th for the content call, which was on the site. That's what was on the INE site.
Well, and I guess that's where part of the confusion is that with the calendar, we had everything in one place. For those of us that like to plan, well in advance, we could do that. But right now, it seems like on some things.
You have to look at different places.
Different places. And there have been times when I've been caught off guard and missed a bunch of calls because the only email I get is the one that's an hour before.
Right.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't sit in front of my computer all day. So.
Right. Okay. This is really good feedback. Because at one point we were sending.
I think this is the first week I've ever missed it. I mean, I've always had.
Yeah. So it sounds like it got fell through the cracks.
Yeah.
I missed like three calls.
Yeah, I've missed a boatload of calls.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you guys rely on the newsletters for, like when we send out in the weekly newsletter, do you rely on those for the calendar for the following week?
That's what I put on my calendar from, yes.
Yes. I go down all the way and then I put everything in my calendar.
Yep, me too.
And now I've been missing stuff because that's, I haven't figured out what I'm supposed to do to not miss calls.
And I don't know where to go look for the calls.
Oh, that I can show you real quick, but there's a place on the site.
But there's so many different programs.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. There's no one place, and that's there's why there's no one place to do them all in one place.
Is it possible to have just one calendar with all of it on there?
There used to be.
There, yeah, that old way. I mean, because I know I've talked to Lynn Rose about that. That back, you know, a couple of years ago, everything was on that one calendar.
Everything was on that one calendar.
And it was fabulous, you know, could really plan ahead and work my days around calls and stuff. And now I'm kind of getting blindsided every here and there. And
or if we had I was getting good at coming to classes and now I'm missing them.
Now you're missing because, okay.
Right.
All right. Well, we'll
do that kind of a calendar and then have a link from the weekly newsletter, you know, just have a link to that kind of calendar.
So if we just, instead of having them all listed in the weekly newsletter, we had a place, this is what I was thinking, like a place that had all the calls listed.
Right.
The calendar, the beauty of the calendar was that the downside of the calendar is it confused people, clients, because everything was on one place, but they didn't have the links on there. We didn't never have the links on that calendar.
Right.
Links. Just, I can't find you guys again. Where is this? Okay. There it is. So the downside was that it was all of the things, and that confused people. Like, what's that call? I want to go to that call. How do I get to it? Right.
Right.
So the other one, the upside is that it was all in one place, but you don't have the links there. So,
that's what you send an email out, and then I start the email, so I'll know to go to it.
Okay, so what is going to be the most helpful? One, having a calendar where everything's in one place, having the weekly newsletters, having the emails, and when should those emails go out? Should it be the morning of the call or the hour before the call or the day before the call?
Day before.
Day before,
and then I can cut and paste it and put it on my calendar.
On your calendar. Okay, so, and the newsletter, if you get the newsletter on Friday, do you need the one? So we were thinking, if you get the newsletter on Friday, that's when you can put it in your calendar. And then the right before was, hey, make sure you don't miss this. It's about to start.
Right.
So that was the work.
That's what I've been doing.
Okay. So that's what we've been doing.
Let me ask a question about the newsletter. So how far out do the calls go in the newsletter?
We usually do the next week and then the following week coming up ahead. So we usually do 2 weeks.
All right, that could work.
Right. And then there's the place on the site, which let me share that, where all of this is. And you can go and put it on your calendar. And if anything changes, we always send out an email. Or we're supposed to. Oh, I can't say always. I don't actually do it anymore because I don't have time to do it anymore. So I have to rely on the team to do it. Right. So that's my calendar.
And then it would be, because somebody emailed me about what the content call was. So sometimes we don't know, if we miss a call, we don't know what next month's subject is to study for it.
Okay. Because that's supposed to go out, but you want that more in advance. So when we list it in the news.
Well, but if it says content call, sometimes I don't know what, I'm studying maybe a different module than what we're going to talk about.
Yeah. That's true of everybody, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's no way, because everybody moves at their own pace, to have the content calls match exactly where you are, unless we were to be able to, you know, start being real sticklers. Like if you start here, you have to be staying on top of it. And that's kind of what I don't want to do, because that's the downside and the pressure of actually being in a school. You have to do it. On the upside from that is you're forced to do it But not everybody has the schedule to do that. We had one guy with the whole thing, like he just kept going through the whole thing. You know, he was doing module after module after module within a month.
Did you go back and put the contents for each module in that module yet? Or is that going to happen?
Not yet, but that's on the plan.
Right. I mean, I was thinking that those, that NEPT implementation call could be something that we could view after the fact when we get to that module.
Yeah, you can. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Just writing this to Amy before I go. Okay, so I'm sharing my screen and this is the thing. If you go to schedule, upcoming calls. Am I logged in? Okay, so on the upcoming calls page, there's...
You're on the calendar.
You're on the calendar.
What? How could I still be on the calendar? I switched pages.
We see.
That's crazy. Okay, stop share.
You've got calls all the way till March and then...
And the calendar and then we don't. And then that's another thing.
And then you don't have anything for advanced clinical or the practice building success system.
No, all that stuff needs to be handled.
But then you add a bunch of stuff along the way. That's, I love it. You're always adding classes.
Well, I need to add things along the way because I have to pay the bills. So I have to sell things.
I know, but it's
able to be doing it. Because you guys pay once and then you're good forever, you know? And like, I need to get some new people in. And so that's why we do new stuff. Yeah.
I know, but I don't want to miss any things.
Oh, I know you don't. Let me see. Share. Yeah, I need page go. It's not even showing it as an option. Here we go. All right. Tell me if you see the INE page. Yes? No?
You got it.
Yes. Okay. So it says schedule. So you click schedule upcoming calls. And then at the top of this, it'll show the different categories of them. But if you just scroll down, it'll show you anything that you have access to, which you guys should have access to. But if you're an IRSPT, you're not going to see that whole list. You're only going to see the ones that you have access to. So I think the best approach to seeing everything together might be to create a calendar on the site. Okay, so INE office hours, you know, that's the next one, is the 23rd. But if I just scroll down, IRSPT, there's none coming up. NEPT case studies. Submit your case, and these are the upcoming February 4th, March 3rd, April 7th, and then general NEPT calls. Here's where you submit your cases. So this is today. That's an NEPA NEPT content implementation, the 23rd, and FNC. That's another one for those of you who are the coaches, February and March. So you're right; they're all there. These, I don't know why these CMJS bonus recordings are still there. I think they were there when they were, nobody ever moved them. No body freedoms, but here's all the things. And then there's no coming up ACRs or PBSSs.
Great, that's helpful. I think I forgot about that page.
Now that doesn't include your ERC calls.
Right, well, I rely on the emails on the weekly.
Emails from the ERC, so the weekly newsletters, okay. So I wrote to Amy about this, and I need her to change. Okay, we'll get that going. Thank you. That's really great feedback. It is, because I want to do what makes sense for you, not, you know, and I don't want it to be crazy for us, but if that calendar, I'll have to see what if we can explore. One of the things that we've done is we have this thing, and Jazzy, I think, can set it up, and I think she had started to set it up, where we can put the calls on a calendar, and then you can just click a link that says add to my Google Calendar, and if you have a Google Calendar, it'll add all of them in one fell swoop. Does that sound like something that would be helpful? I mean, if you have a paper calendar, it's certainly not helpful. But if you have a Google Calendar, it is. Does any, who has a Google Calendar that where that would make sense? Nobody?
Well, I have that, but I'm just better at using my paper calendar.
Okay.
That's what I've always used.
My. I wouldn't know.
Old school.
Yeah, old school.
For me, it's like, here's my calendar. There's my calendar. The computer downstairs has my calendar. The computer at the library has it if I log into it. So that's what I'm not old school. I've never been old school.
I have Outlook and it doesn't talk to anything else. So it's, I have to put it in two different
places. You have to put it in places. Yeah. So that's why I use the Google Calendar because I used to use Outlook, but this helps me a lot. But if nobody else is doing that, then that's not a useful feature. So that you're saying those add to calendar buttons that we have been putting in don't really help?
I'm sure it helps some people.
Helps some people, but not you.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I don't use that part. I just handwrite it in. Okay. That's fine.
So let me ask you another question. The clinical pearls. Are you guys reading the clinical pearls when I put them in the newsletters? You find those useful? Yes.
I download them and print them.
Okay.
The last one was on hair loss, I think.
Might have been. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you, do you know that they're, that those are on the site, that the catalog of all the old ones are on the site?
Yes. Yeah. You had told me that. Yeah. I went and printed an index on that.
Let's see. Because, yeah, it's great to have a book, you know, and you have your book. You can just look at it. Okay. It disappeared. Did I close that? Oh, Lord. Oh, no, it's still there. Why is it not showing up on? There it is. All right. So if you go to resources, is it resources? NEPT resources, clinical pearls. No, I guess it's not there. Where is it? Bulletin board?
Think it's under bonuses.
Yeah, it's under bulletin board.
Oh.
Clinical pearls. Francis did an awesome job of this, and it goes back, you know, all the way from 2015 to 19. And let's just see what they were in 2017. If we click it, it'll list the years will stay over here, but then each year it'll tell you what the clinical pearl was about. Oh, well, it looks like we might not have had any in early 2016. That's 17. That's kind of weird. I mean, we don't have them every month, but here they are from December all the way down to January of 2016. Here's 19. And we might have missed a few. December, November, October, May. Oh, we missed a bunch in between. But you've got a lot of them, and there's just some great resources. Now, if you go up here and you do EMF, it's going to find EMFs related to related articles, right? If you go back and you put in, let's just say you're looking for all of the clinical pearls on fasting. And you go like that. Why is it not working? Or is it
so- Mine just did.
Yours just did? Did you get a bunch of, I don't know, maybe it's my
computer. Yeah, I've got a bunch.
Okay, good.
All the way from 2019 to, well, good. It says older posts, so it's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. Okay, cool. All right, so that's there. Any other requests?
Now, did you decide you're going to keep doing the email an hour before the call or not? I really need those.
You like the hour before.
I do.
So I would like us to keep, if we're going to get rid of the newsletter on Friday, we'd have to do the day before. But I think if we're going to keep the newsletter, then we do it the hour before. And then if you put it on your calendar, you get a reminder, right? I mean, it's not going to help you to remind you at 9 o'clock in the morning. If you're like, oh, it's about to start, right? So
right, that helps you be aware of the time.
Be aware of it. The other thing we're looked into, and I'm gonna add that to the stuff to Amy. Also, How about text reminders? Would that be helpful?
That would be awesome.
Like, we're about to start, like 15 minutes before, just a quick text reminder. And you'll get to, you won't get it if you don't want it. We'll just give you an option. If you want text reminders, give us your cell phone here and we'll send you a text reminder.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll look at that. Great. Thank you.
Well, have a good time in Hawaii.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. We'll talk soon.